hit the boat?
It was sheltered, right?
Right.
Did you drop? Okay.
And here's the actual back door, which we always used. All right. The stairs led right here up to the playroom. Mm-hmm. And here was like a sort of kitchen, dining area, kitchen room dining area, you know,
breakfast room. Yeah.
And it had a counter thusly. And all the things and stuff like that were here. Okay. There's a hallway here. And this was the front door. Right there. Front. Okay. Now right here was a bar. You entered from there. And you could serve from here. This is the living room. And the dining room is right here. So this would be the kitchen. This was a long hallway. Now, going back here, went to the bedroom. My younger brother's bedroom right there. Me and my twin brother lived right there. And my folks were back here.
Okay.
And this was a bath.
You had one bath?
No, they had their own bath, but it was off here around. It's on the paper. They had a little bathroom, and this was the one that we used.
Okay.
Right here. And I'm leaving something out. I'm definitely leaving something out. I know what it is. Right here, which is now my father's fishing room, there's also another bathroom right down here. It's a half a bath now. It used to be a full bath. This was the maid's room. We had a sleep-in maid until I was 16.
Wow.
They got rid of her real quick, you know. But we've always had it. We always had a sleep-in maid, and it was just because, you know, my folks had to, he was poor, and then twins hit him, you know. So, they had to have somebody to take care of us because my father was working, you know, 12 hours a day and my mom was just couldn't handle two kids at the same time. So we sort of got into the habit of, they'd get like a 17-year-old black girl. My mom would train her to cook. And she'd just stay there all the time, you know, off Sundays for church, that type of bit. But, you know, it was weird because, you know, during the 12 and 13 and 14 or 15-year-old era, instead of having your folks drive you on dates, I could have my maid drive me on dates, which was nice. But when I was, like we're saying, when I was 16, made my kid brother around 12, they figured, well, we really don't need a sleeping maid anymore,
yeah,
you know?
I guess so.
But,
what was this room here? Entry room kind of?
Well, no, this was just sort of a little hall type area.
Oh, okay.
You know, where it went upstairs into the playroom, and these steps led down into the garage right here.
Yeah.
And then there was a basement under there where I had my chemistry lab underneath there. It's sort of hard to show levels when you're showing a top view.
Yeah.
And then patio here, barbecue there.
Would you ride in the patio itself?
This part of the patio goes around this. And the patio went all the way back around to my parents' room.
With the door into
it. Yes. We're a sliding glass door there. This bathroom isn't as big as it's shown there.
Okay.
The living room right here, there was a door there going out to it, and a door coming off the little breakfast area. So there are three ways to get there, and a door there, a lot of doors, and a door going out into the garage, and playroom right there, and the boat right there.
And like, direct BR and BR.
Okay.